That song was featuring myself, Rola, with Fed Hill. It's called No Difference.
No Difference, that's right. Two very different people, Fed Hill and Rola.
Yes.
But that's an awesome combination, you two, because you guys blend so well. You know, the hook is unbelievable. Yeah. You guys got other songs that I heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Right. They,
you know?
they basically, I believe, Pone had wrote that song. He wrote everything.
I'm telling you, what I say about Pone. He's on his grind. He's doing his thing.
He asked me to, you know, be a part of it. And I was proud to do it. So, but, you have any shout-outs or anything you want
to... I'm going to give a shout-out to my mama, you know. Hi, mama. What's going on? Okay. Love you, mama. You know, I grew up as the mama. Come on now. Yeah. She's your mother.
Hi, Ma.
I love you,
Ma.
That's right.
Mama.
Well, I can't do that, but, you know, just saying it means enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What am I talking about here? You ever be on the radio and you just...
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm on Dex Pro Show. Wait, hold up. The Mondo and Roller Show, because Derek ain't here no
the
more.
The best of Mondo and Roller Show. But, yeah, you just, like, lose your train of thought. But, we've been just talking about a whole bunch of
all different
good things.
Topics.
Different topics and stuff like that, from outtakes from the, you know, the best of the Derek Shapiro Show, from Dan,
all
the
previous
raising
episodes.
Contest models and stuff like that, BSing on the bus, Kennedy Plaza. But right now we're going to get into something very different that he did on his show, this Miss Latin America girl pageant, which took place, I believe it was September of last year. I'm not even sure. But he had the girls come.
Well, if he was here, he could tell you, but he ain't here, is he?
Right.
No. Where are you, Derek? Call us up, 224-1063. Oh, that was Hot 106, wasn't it? That's right.
he had brought the girls in that had won the pageant, which was very, very nice. Take a listen.
Well, first, we have Miss Latin American Girl. We have Grizel Rodriguez, the director of the pageant. A few weeks ago, there was a pageant at the Sheraton, and Rola, my co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show, sang at the pageant. And hello, Grizel. How are you today?
Hello, Derek.
Yes, nice for you to be here.
Thank you.
Yes, and the girls over here today, too. We have... preteen, we have the little miss over here, and we have the teen. So all in one in the studio over here on the Derek Shapiro Show. So tell me, how did you get involved with this pageant?
Well, I start in Puerto Rico. Do I have 11 towns that I represent?
Really?
And in 20 years that I am in Rhode Island, mm-hmm. I took the time for the last 5 years to take care of Miss Latin American Girl 2006 this year.
Wow.
The last Saturday, the May 13th,
yes.
We went to the Sheraton Hotel for the whole day with five divisions.
Yes.
Babyface, Tiny Tots, Little Miss Junior, Miss Preteen and teen, of Rhode Island.
Yep.
Yes.
That's awesome. And how long do they stay, Miss Latin American Girl? For how long? For a whole year, right?
Yes.
For a whole year?
For the whole year.
And what do they do in that year? What are the duties?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
To start, we need to start with their own money.
Yeah.
Because you need to be in the radio station. You need to put posters over around the town, and different towns, mm-hmm. Pawtucket and other towns to reach the girls.
But what is their duty as being Miss Latin American Girl? What are their duties for the year?
During the year, they have to be like example.
Okay.
In their years, because you know it's the different divisions.
Sure.
But especially for the oldest one, they have to be an example for the other girls.
Okay.
If they are intelligent, they
You're
have
right.
to have good grades.
Good grades.
Yes,
okay.
Because their exposure. Not only to the public, but they have an interview with the judges.
Interview with the judges, okay.
Exactly.
Sure, so maybe we should start with the oldest one first then, teen. And now, first of all, you know I do it first, but we should get you out of the way because you should set an example.
Exactly.
Come on. Come here to the Derek Shapiro Show.
And to introduce Miss Latin American Girl Teen,
yes.
I have to let you know that Miss Latin American Girl is the key opportunity to set your child apart intellectually and emotionally with dignity, helping parents there and get their child the recognition and exposure they deserve without expending a fortune.
Okay.
Okay, that's very important to know. You have to expose your daughters because the challenge in the world, it's so big.
Sure.
And they need this experience in their life.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have the Miss Latin American girl. And state your name for the radio for the Derek Shapiro Show, please.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for being here. Yes, it's a great pleasure. So what is your name?
Evelaini Tavares.
And tell me, how did it feel to win back last month in May?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I feel like I couldn't do this at first, but then I was like, wow, I actually finished this. I was able to do it.
Sure. And where do you live now? You live in Providence?
Yes.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Bishop McVinney.
Okay. And well, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. So you're looking forward to driving in 2 more years?
Yes.
Yes. And you get good grades in school then, huh?
A's and B's.
A's and B's. I see. I didn't do as good as you. I got all C's and D's, you know what I'm saying? So what do you plan to do after this?
I plan, like, just finishing high school and then going on to college, owning my own business.
Own your own business. Okay. Something like this, like a radio station or management company like I do, or what would you like to do?
Like, I want to own my own car alignment shop.
Really? All right. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to doing that. Okay. And next we're going to do preteen. Okay. And state your name for the radio. What's your name?
Virginia Nunez.
All right. And how does it feel for you to be a Miss Latin American girl?
It feels good.
Yes. And were you nervous before you won?
A little. Just a little bit.
A little bit? And how old are you now?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. And tell me, what school do you go to?
I go to St. Paul's.
And where's that? In Providence?
Cranston.
Cranston. And do you live in Cranston?
No, I live in Providence.
You live in Providence. Okay. And whereabouts do you live in Providence?
Excuse me?
Whereabouts do you live in Providence?
Marion Abbey.
Okay. And so tell me about, how does it feel like to have a crown? Do you feel like you're a princess or you're a queen, you know?
I feel like myself, but then it feels also like a princess.
Yeah.
But you mainly have to be yourself.
Yeah. And have you signed any autographs yet?
No.
We got an autograph for the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And next we have Little Miss Junior. Please state your name for the radio.
Hello, my name is Rosa Gutierrez. I'm 8 years old, and I'm in third grade. I go to Flint School, and we are very happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy for you girls to be here today, too, as well. And tell me, how's it feel to be Little Miss Junior?
I feel great.
All right. And how's it feel to wear that crown? You like to wear that crown?
Yes.
It's different than the Burger King crown, isn't it?
Let's go, girls.
Oh,
back here on the Best of the Derek Shapiro Show. That song you just heard was Shania Twain. Let's Man, go, I feel like a woman. What's up? What's up? What are you saying with this?
Let's go, girl.
Uh-oh. She's doing a song, huh? Watch out. She got copyrights on that. You can't take that stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But, I wish I had a cup of coffee. You know what I mean? Because when you come, I don't want to say early in the morning, but he had us here. What, 12 o'clock?
12 o'clock, we're supposed to be here.
No show for Derek Shapiro show.
Yeah, it's his show. What's going on? You can't do that. You know, that's like if I'm watching out like TRL and what's her face, that girl that now dates.
Vanessa.
Like, yeah. You know, she doesn't show up, you know?
Yeah, or Carson Daly's in there.
Exactly,
you know,
like back in the day. Then who's going to run the show?
Or if it's like me performing without you, without Mondo. You know what I mean?
Doesn't make any sense, but right. Hey, whatever. Like I said, I'm getting paid. You're getting paid.
Right. All
right. When he comes back, we're going to have the producer say,
and
you know
it's
what?
On the hour every hour.
That's right. Derek Shapiro Show, you can listen to it anytime you want. It's not on the internet. That's what the best part about this is.
Right.
It's an internet talk radio show.
Exactly.
I think that's what's taking over all this radio stuff, you know?
www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
That's right, a little advertising right there.
Right, right. But yeah, right now, it's just been beautiful here with the best
of candles.
Derek Shapiro. Oh, yes, the incense and stuff like that. I wish you guys could see this. But anyway, yeah, it's been the best here on the Best of the Derek Shapiro Show.
We got
Mondo in the studio.
Yep.
The producer, Rhythm, and myself, Rola. But yeah, great outtakes from Tony Petracca. He did an interview with Tony Petracca.
That's my man right there.
Petracca was the best. He was very nice. Very,
I wake up
very
every
nice.
Morning wondering what the weather is, and my man Tony tells it to me.
Exactly. You know? What was your forecast this morning?
It was about, I would say bright sunny skies.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a little bit of an overcast in the morning, but you know how we thought that, you know.
Right.
Tomorrow will be bright sunny skies or a little bit of forecast in the beginning. But it's going to be okay. We're going to clear out and everything's going to be fine. So just make sure you bundle up out there and, you know.
Yeah, we got the Tony Petracca here. We got the Tony Petracca going off right here. But you can also check it out right now.
But now up to my next guest, Tony Petracca from Channel 12/Fox 64. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. I heard all about your show.
Thank you.
And glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. All good things, of course, right?
All good things.
Oh, that's good.
It's a show that's going to be taking off big time.
Thank you. Hopefully it does, you know, because you're big here in Rhode Island, you know. And you know, I used to follow you around. You know, I used to be a Tony Petracca stalker here with viewers, okay?
That's true.
You know, at the Ice Cream Challenge back in Garden City. MS Walk, you know, every year I see you in the MS Walk, every single year.
In fact, you passed me this year.
Exactly.
You were walking pretty fast.
Yes, I do walk pretty fast, you know. Rola usually can't keep up with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, who's usually the co-host of the show, you know, but she's off today, of course.
Well, I don't know, listen, they can't see you in person. Rola's in better shape than you, I think.
That's what people say. But the thing is, I was going to say is that I want to ask you, first of all, to start off, how do you feel about being a long-time, you know, meteorologist, you know, chief meteorologist on, you know, Fox 64, Channel 12? You know, long time you've been there, you know. Do you feel like a celebrity like Karen Adams is? You know, you've been on there for years and years.
Well, it's been 20 years now.
20 years. Wow.
Actually, I'll take that back. 19 years.
19 years.
This past March. I feel uncomfortable with the word celebrity. I just feel as though I have a job to do, which
sure.
is to predict the weather. And you know, being in the public eye and the fact that, you know, being on television for so long, people mm-hmm. recognize you, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, that comes with the territory. And I'm, you know, very lucky to do what I love, which
sure.
is weather. I know you were a big weather fan
watching,
back in
yes.
your young. Well, you would, you know, in your younger days.
In high school.
You were a weather watcher for us as well yeah. as Channel 10. And you would
yes.
call in your weather reports and we would
yes.
put your name on the air. And actually,
and John Flanders was there back in the day. Yeah,
that's right. John Flanders helped me to get my start
wow.
at Channel 12. And, you know, weather watchers are always a big help
sure.
when, you know, tracking storms and stuff like that. You don't call anymore, though.
Exactly. I don't because I'm doing this stuff now on radio.
Yeah, you're
so
busy now.
Busy now with
yeah,
a family, two children, just like you
Congratulations.
Do. Congratulations. Thank you, yes.
Four-month-old River.
Yes, River. And London is five, you know, having two beautiful kids, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes the world go round, you know, and that's why I do this show, you know, for them, you know what I'm saying, you know, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know, I remember when you actually did the morning show with Pat Masters back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I remember one time, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember one time they showed you goofing around one time. You won the cheer.
Oh, okay. Gosh. How do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I remember they showed it on the air, and I thought that was cool. You know, Tony Petracca, you know.
Well, we were setting up the cameras and the lighting, so it wasn't going on air.
Right.
But they were recording it. I didn't realize they were recording, so I was just goofing around. And then they ended up playing that tape later in the day.
I remember.
Without my knowing.
I remember that back in the day.
So we like to have fun.
Yes. Well, it's good because we have fun here on the Derek Shapiro Show all the time. Now, my next question is, what pressures about being a chief meteorologist do you have? You know, about getting the weather right, you know what I'm saying? Like when people blame you for the bad weather, like all the rain we had last month, you know?
Well, most of the time, it's good-natured ribbing. I mean, obviously people realize I can't control the weather. So
exactly.
you get teased, but it's always harmless.
Exactly.
It doesn't bother me. You know, obviously I want to be as accurate as I can be, and sure. You know, meteorology is not an exact science. It's
exactly.
It's like medicine. It's not an exact science, but we try our best. And every now and then, as you know, forecast doesn't always turn out as we thought sure. It would. But I think most of the time we're doing okay. The technology has gotten a lot better. So, you know, we're improving as the years go by.
So do you think it's more tricky when you have the 7-day pinpoint weather versus the 5-day weather?
Well, I mean, any time you go further out into the future, it becomes more difficult.
Exactly.
So it's obviously more difficult to go out 7 days than it is to go out 5 days. So the further you go out into the future, obviously the accuracy goes
sure.
down a little bit. But today's technology allows us to go out to 7 days with some sort of accuracy.
Sure.
So we just have to take the 7-day, you know, day 7 forecast with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And here's my next question before we go to a song. How does it feel when you see your actually signs like a Route 195 when you're going to work? You know, you must see it when you go to work every day. And of course, the 95 near Rogers Park Zoo of you, you know, do you feel like I'm almost like embarrassed to see yourself or do you feel like a great, like, okay, you know, like
it's strange. It's especially the one on Route 95, which is a big billboard of myself.
Right.
And what was strange about that billboard is that I didn't know that was going up. So
really?
one day, as I'm going around the bend on 195, I can see the billboard in the distance, and I see this huge head. And at first, I didn't know who it was. And as I got closer, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
Yeah, it wasn't Gary Light, right?
And they didn't tell me that they were putting the billboard up.
Yeah.
So it caught me by surprise. And now, of course, every day I have to drive by it.
They should tell
to
you
go
because,
to work.
Because if you're not paying attention, you could bring it to the car right in front of you and say, okay, oh my God, right?
Well, like, you know, my kids get a big kick out of it.
They do?
And
they say, oh, daddy, right?
Yeah. Just ironically, just about maybe a couple of months ago, somebody drew on the billboard.
Yes.
So they had to wash it off. So that's the risk that comes when you have your picture out on a sand, like on a bus or a billboard. Sometimes you'll get a very... you know, avid artist that wants to do some.
Yes, this is funny because I take the bus a lot, you know, and I'm a bus, you know, a person, and I see you with the earring, mustache, you know.
Yep. So if you ever see, if you ever on the Ripta bus and you see my picture with a
yes.
with a mustache or an earring, you know, just erase it for me.
I will. But if you could do the honors and just say the next song that's gonna be on the Derek Shapiro Show for me.
Discover the new AAA 4-diamond rated Hotel Providence, located in the center of the Down City Arts and Entertainment District at 311 Westminster Street in Providence. It's within walking distance to the theater and shopping, world-class educational institutions, and the convention center. The Hotel Providence is the first hotel in the city to be honored with membership to the Small Luxury Hotels of the World. With 80 spacious guest rooms, including 16 suites, a nationally acclaimed 150-seat restaurant, Le Procurio, and over 4,000 square feet of event space, the Hotel Providence is a feast for the senses. Take advantage of the hotel's theater packages next time you're out on the town. If not the theater, sometimes a girl's getaway is just the doctor ordered. Hotel Providence offers the girls great escape for the relaxation away from home, as well as many more great packages that would make a luxurious gift this holiday season. For reservations and information about the Hotel Providence, call toll-free 1-800-861-8990 or visit online at www.hotelprovidence.com and visit some of the great people at the front desk, such as Shirley, Derek, Kristen, Sarah, and of course, the manager, Brianna Valenti. Viniti's of Boston. It's fresh. Big thing there is everything is fresh. Homemade. Viniti's. They have lunch entrees, spaghetti, homemade lasagna, fettuccine alfredo, fettuccine carbonara, cheese ravioli, just to name a few. They have takeout. They have salads and appetizers, entrees such as chicken parmigiana, chicken marsala, and eggplant parmigiana, just to name a few. Pastas with marinara sauce and cheese ravioli. So go to Viniti's of Boston, right in Seekonk, Mass. To find out where it is, you can also visit them online at www.vinitisofboston.com or call them in Seekonk at 508-336-8488.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to the best of the Derek Shapiro Show. That was Ace of Base where I saw the sign. Mondo and Roller going, you know, getting a cup of coffee or something, you know, so I'm holding it down for this next minute, half a minute, what have you. You know what I'm saying? Because the man is not here, Derek Shapiro. Where is he? Only God knows. So I think Roller and Mondo are going to have a few choice words with the man, Derek Shapiro, you know, as far as getting every penny they deserve for this show, you know, and as well as chewing them out for just abandoning his family at a time like this. But this is the best of the Derek Shapiro Show. And, you know, he's brought lots of people through here, you know, some great people, you know, as you've heard from the interviews, the past interviews, you know what I'm saying? Miss Latin America Girl Pageant, you know, that was really something different, like Rola said. He's brought in Tony Petrarca, you know what I'm saying? Well known here in the New England area. Just all around great people. Mondo's been a guest, you know. Roller herself has been a guest. So those are some pretty nice names to come through here. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the trend will continue, you know. Everybody signs the wall and the wall's getting filled up, you know. That like from John Villela. And I'm segueing to my next guest or the next spot we had, you know, back in the past, the last interview. Street Stories, Walt Buteau, you know, he does like little segments on, you know, different things on the news about, you know, like, for instance, he did a little story on, you know, Rola and Derek and myself trying to make it, you know, in the music biz and as far as doing this show in the basement and all the struggles and things that goes along with it. So Derek returned the favor and wanted to interview Mr. Walt Buteau. So let's take a listen to that interview.
Next guest, Walt Buteau, second guy from Channel 12, Fox 64. Welcome, Walt Buteau, to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes, yes. I'm glad for you to be here. And the reason why you're here is because, you know, you're doing Street Stories on me and Rola and Jay Rhythm. And it's great for you to be here. So thank you very much.
No,
you know?
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
And you have a great bio over here. You know, you've been to 9/11 right after the Trade Center came down, of course, unfortunately. I just want to know, what was it like to experience that firsthand, covering that horrific day, you know, in Ground Zero?
We had no idea it was going to be the day it was, because we got sent there early in the morning, so we drove up there, and there was no traffic on the road, and really? As we were heading up there, the story kept changing as far as the number of people who were dead, and I guess the numbers actually kept coming down, but it was very surreal. We didn't know what we were covering at the time. We didn't know how big it would be, and then to get there and to see it, you knew exactly how big it would be, because all of New York City, downtown New York City, was just shut down. Manhattan was really basically lifeless. Everybody you ran into, the few people who were there had seen it, experienced it firsthand, which is sort of rare in breaking news. Normally, it's hard to find an eyewitness. In that case, mm-hmm. they were everywhere.
So you're never ever going to forget that day.
No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody will.
And did you see the movie, or will you see the movie World Trade Center?
Yeah, I'll probably see it. I think it's important for me to see those movies because our viewers, some of our viewers will see them. Mm-hmm. So I need to see it just because it's out there. I watch just about every movie that comes out.
Sure, that's good. And tell me about, you know, you covered Plunger Dome, and I just want to know about covering
Plunger
Dome.
It all started with Plunger Dome,
yeah,
huh, John?
Yes, yes. I want to know about, like, did you think at the beginning of the trial with Cianci, okay, did you think that Cianci would be found guilty and go to jail in the beginning?
What did I think in
what
the beginning?
What was your hunch?
John, what did I think in the beginning? Did I think they were going to get him? I don't think that. I think it was a surprise in how the verdict came down, because it just was a surprise in a way.
Right.
Because the from what I remember, there were the points that were supposed to be proven.
Right.
Were not necessarily obvious to all of us that they were proven. So we were under the impression that he might get off, but I think in the end they looked at his, for lack of a better phrase, his body of work. Mm-hmm. And realized that a guy who claimed he had the thumb on the pulse of Providence, how could he not know that all this was going on?
Exactly.
That's how RICO works. If you're the head of an enterprise that profits, even if you're not directly connected to that enterprise, even if you didn't take the money, if you're the head of the enterprise, you go to jail.
Exactly. And also, too, you covered the Little League World Series game. I remember that. That was like 10 years ago, 1996, huh?
Cranston,
yes. Because yeah. I used to live in Cranston. And I remember all the media coverage. That was fun. We were there at the rally at the Cranston Stadium that day.
Absolutely.
I remember, you know, that song.
We were tired. We just got back. We drove all day, and we just got back. Yeah.
Really? Because I remember. Where did they play? Where'd you come back from that day?
That was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That's right. And a matter of fact, I remember when the Macarena thing song was big and they were playing at the Cranston Stadium.
Macarena.
The Macarena thing. I remember that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the 1996 who covered that story. So you've been with the station for how long now? 11 years, right?
Yeah, about 11 years.
So that was your first year being with the station?
Yeah,
when you
second
that.
Year maybe. Second or third year, I think, Cranston went to the World Series. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a
I soothe, inspire, make me feel invincible. Whenever you bless me with your presence, you don't complete me. It's more like we're one, like identical twins. You cry, I cry, you're happy, and so am I. Lift me up, keep me from giving up. See the town inside. It's just a few of the things you do to make me feel special inside. And if I die this moment in time with you by my side, it'd be safe to say I live life full of prosperity. Woman, you are my life, and I need you for my wife.
Print Shops Incorporated, quality printing and graphic services. Your quality starts here. Go visit my friend Ken and Bernice Mills. They're the owners at 70 Cliff Street in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-885-1226. Again, 401-885-1226. You can email them at kmills@printshopsincorporated.com or visit them at www.printshopsincorporated.com. Again, that's Print Shops Incorporated, quality printing and graphic services. Your quality starts here. Fresh Clippers Barbershop, tools, sterilization experts. Go visit them at 183 Elmwood Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. That's again 183 Elmwood Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-270-0304. Again, 401-270-0304. Yes. That's again at Fresh Clippers Barbershop at 183 Elmwood Avenue. They are cheaper than the rest.
All right, we're back here once again on the Derek Shapiro Show, the best of show.
That song was
I'm Gonna Love You, with Roller featuring Rebel, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
What's going on? What's popping? That's right.
Yeah. So
What to do, huh?
You ever play the lottery?
Yeah, I played a lot. I didn't win, though. I never won.
I know. Don't you hate that? Oh, Jinx.
Jinx, you owe me a quarter or something. Whatever yeah. the damn rhyme is.
Yeah, because I played, and you know, of course, and obviously, you never win in Providence, Rhode Island. It's always some other state. Yeah. And it's like, always you know, like an elderly winning.
Yeah. I won. Dead. You know?
And they kicked the bucket. But, yeah, we did an outtake with me here, Rola. Derek interviewed me, and it was hot. Of course, all my interviews are hot. You know, everything I do with Mondo is hot.
Uh-oh.
Anything I ever do with anybody is hot.
Uh-oh. Look, you hear that? She's a little bit conceited right now, but that's all right, because she's Rola, and she has it going on.
Confidence.
And she can say that. That's right, because she can back up her stuff.
Yeah. I want to do it all. I want to accomplish everything.
Well, that's right. Well, you just got to go out there and do it and let the people know who you are.
Right.
That, you know, like that you're coming and you cannot be stopped and you will not be stopped.
Right,
so make
right.
sure out there, you know, all you listeners out there, all you fans of Rola, she's coming. She ain't going to be stopped. She will make it. I guarantee you that.
And it also will be known in this interview. Let's play a little something with this interview. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we're back with Rola.
Rola, Doc.
Rola.
Rola.
Rola. All right, before we go on, I just got to tell you that. I got one email from Cindy Powell from North Providence, Rhode Island, saying that you were the best co-host. And our son River agrees, too, because he's over here.
Yeah.
And our daughter London's in the studio. Hi, London. Princess of A&B.
Ambitious Records.
Yes. And also, too, let's see, this other call-in from Jeff Perry from Harlem.
Yeah.
Now, remember we met this? I think we met this Jeff Perry. Like, we do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, we met this other guy, T.
Yeah,
he
T.
helped us find the subway. Yeah. And all that.
Saying bring back Rola, you know?
Yeah.
But now, you're working on a lot of new stuff, you know? You're working with Rebel, London, our daughter, Princess of A&B.
I'm not working with Rebel. That was just that song.
Okay. Well, DeMarco and IMZ.
Yep.
And
yes, I am.
About all these people that you're working with.
How is it that, you know, does it shape your music, you know?
Yeah, working with a lot of artists, it does sometimes, you know, inspire me for certain songs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I like to work with those that are definitely, definitely focused, that love to do different things. And,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You can't forget your top one producer is J Rhythm over here.
Hell yes.
The Derek Shapiro Show.
J Rhythm, baby.
J Rhythm.
That's how we do.
Yes. And that's how you do, yes. Yeah. And
he's on another level, baby.
And we're gonna play a snippet from Music.
Here's a snippet. It features London and of course Rebel.
Okay, here's a snippet of it. Back, and that was a snippet of Music.
Yeah. I'm gonna love you.
Yes, and now you have a show coming up, actually the 20th at Coda Lounge.
Yeah,
the Paper Chasers.
Yes, yes. Paper Chasers is like you know, thank you to them. Yes. Shout out to Paper Chasers.
And Flawless on the 20th of this month.
Yes,
yes, that's in 5 more days after the show comes out on the 15th.
Yep,
you have a show in Hartford, Connecticut, our cultural center, on the 25th of this month in Hartford, Connecticut. And the thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say thank you to the labels. All these setups are from my management team Reality Resource Music Management, talking to these different A&Rs and stuff and the labels that are interested.
Sure.
So I want to give a shout out to, well, they know who they are, you know what I mean?
And tell me about this DW too?
Yeah, DW, I guess they have some contacts with Sony. That's okay. What we found out. Okay.
What about Motown?
Oh, Motown, they're solely by themselves and something, I don't want to give all, but.
Sure, sure.
You know.
All right, and now you have a show coming up at the 30th of this month, the big show around here. You have a big concert, AS220.
Yeah, that's a Halloween bash. Yeah.
With Meal Ticket, Stars of Murph, R&B King of Rhode Island,
Joey Zuzu.
Joey Zuzu, and just added IMZ, of course.
IMZ, yeah. Yes. It's going to be off the hook.
It's called Trick or Treat with Rolla.
Yeah.
And the 7th of next month,
yep,
at the Press Room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'll be doing my thing there.
Sure. And November 12th at the New Wave Cafe in Hartford, Connecticut. No, I'm sorry. New Bedford, Mass.
Yeah.
Borders. I'm
just like booked all over the map, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of fun because I'm being heard.
Sure.
And people are definitely, definitely hearing my music and they're definitely appreciating it. And they're also saying I do not sound like no one out there and I'm loving it.
Exactly.
Because I know I do. I know I'm different.
And you have the Borders Books and Music at 7:30 p.m. in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah, now that's going to be different because Borders down here, they don't have nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's that is going to be, Borders is going to be November, December 1st. Then you have
December
back
1st.
In Brooklyn at Altman Bar on December 14th at 9 p.m.
Right.
Now, you were just in Brooklyn October 8th. Candy Store.
No, not.
The Candy Store.
Right. That went well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all these locations, you know, how do you keep a real traveling to all these locations, Rolla?
It's a lot, but hey, I do it. You know what I mean? Because this is the industry. And if you ain't fit for it, you might as well get out of it right now. Because they sure don't care about your problems. They don't care about no BS.
Exactly.
They just, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So.
Found all I've waited for.
Touch a Class Auto Salon at Providence Place. Luxury auto accessories and gifts. Call them at 401-808-6393. Again, 401-808-6393. They're operated and managed by TOC Wheels, LLC. Let us clean your car while you shop. Touch of Class Auto Salon at Providence Place, right next to Smokey Bones. Complete Audio, alarms, remote starters, in-dash screens, hardrest screens, overhead screens, subs, amps, radios, accessories, custom installation. Go see my friend Matt Sweeney at Complete Audio at 776 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. That's again, Complete Audio at 776 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Brand names at wholesale prices. Go visit them online at www.completeaudio.com. online.com. That's again www.completeaudioonline.com. Phone numbers 401-943-3707. Again, 401-943-3707. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
That was the hit from Edwin McCain. I could not ask for more. Wait, excuse me. I got to sip a little something of my coffee.
Sip a little Chardonnay out there. A little Cristal in the building.
It's nice and
sponsored
hot.
By J Rhythm, you know, because yeah. He's doing it big, so he can afford to buy us all that Cristal stuff, you know.
It's been so many sicknesses going around this cold season. Yesterday was brutal.
That's right.
Were you outside? Like
6 degrees out or whatever. Gosh, it was. Because, like, the wind chill factor.
It was slapping you in the face with cold.
I know. I saw I was inside in the fireplace. I was not going out there.
Oh,
was,
you got a fireplace. I was sitting that's by right. The fire, you know? It's crackling and,
you know what's up.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of which, Mark Searles, he...
Meteorologist, that's right.
Right, he said that we was going to have an El Nino, but I guess you were wrong. Sorry, Mark Searles. It's cold now.
The only thing we got is higher taxes. That's
right,
it.
Right, which is good because I was hearing that they were saying if the water did not, like, cool off, mm-hmm. that this summer we would have just been getting rain. So I'm glad that it finally got colder so that the summertime is nice and hot and literally, you know, chicks like me can walk out the house naked.
A little shush.
Yeah, I like to show off my stuff in the summer, you know what I mean? So we're going to go into this interview with Mark Searles, and he's going to let us know about the weather.
The weather. What's going on out there?
Now we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we have from ABC 6 News and the Rhode Island News Channel, meteorologist Mark Searles. Welcome to the Derek
Shapiro
Show.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here. So, first of all, you've been with WLNE for 10 years and chief meteorologist for 5 years. Mm. Now, tell me, do you feel like a celebrity, you know, being that noticed, you know, for that long?
I don't think I feel like a celebrity. I just feel lucky that I've been able to have a job for that long. Actually, sure. I started at Channel 6 as an intern in 92 when I was in college and got my first job there in 94. So I'm at 12 years now. So it's a long time to stay in one place, but it's my home.
Sure.
I'm from Seekonk you know, so you're lucky to be able to work in this business in your hometown and to have been able to move up like I have.
Right.
You know, it's been great all along.
Sure. And before Channel 6, you were with
VNY. Yeah, in Burlington, Vermont.
Great
town. If you've ever been up to Northern New England.
No, never been up
it's
there.
Cold. Get that out of the way first. They have a brutal winter, but if you can get past that, it's a beautiful college town.
I know not to go in there in the wintertime with Bain and Sue and when...
That's probably a good thing. Good idea not to do it. Check it out in the summertime. Lake Champlain's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, a great swimming area. Really? And
Champlain? You have Champlain?
Not Champlain. It's not Champlain. It's Champlain.
Okay. And by the way, do you think that there's a lot of pressure predicting the weather, you know, especially when, you know, the weather changes so frequently and... On the hour, for that matter, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you would call it pressure. I think maybe we put the pressure on ourselves because I think people generally understand how difficult it can be to predict in New England, especially, you know, snowstorms. That's when we tend to get at the worst. If we say there's going to be a big one and it turns to rain, or if we say it doesn't look like a big deal and we end up getting a foot of snow, that's usually when we hear it the most.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but the guest before you, you know, Rolla, of course, my wife, met your colleague, Wendy Giacchetti, a few years ago at the supermarket. And, you know, she said to Wendy when she met her in person, you know, she says, you know, you look better with no makeup. I don't know if you noticed that. She doesn't wear too much makeup.
Well, Wendy's, she's a very attractive woman, no doubt.
I always see together at Warwick Mall every year when you do the MDA telethon.
Yeah, and she's very, very sweet. Just had her first son, first child a few months back. And she's not as involved with Channel 6 as she once was. She's dedicating more time to being a mom, which is completely admirable. But we see it from time to time, and it's always nice.
And you have two kids yourself, right?
I do, yeah.
How old are they now?
4 and almost 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool that your wife works for NBC 10, huh?
She does.
Yeah, so you watch Channel 10 and she watches Channel 6?
Oh, well, hopefully. You know, it's tough with the kids. You know what it's like. Usually we're not watching news when we're home with the kids. It's Disney or Nick Jr. or something like that.
Nicole
Murray is her name on TV,
And...
Ready.
You know, I can't decide what I'm going to get. I might get either the sweet and sour chicken, the egg foo young, or the sweet and sour shrimp. Well, I don't know. But, ooh, I do know where I'm going to go. A buffet. Empire Buffet. Chinese restaurant at 876 Diamond Hill Road in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. That's, again, 876 Diamond Hill Road in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. You can call them at 401-766-9888. Again, 401-766-9888. Again, Empire Buffet, Chinese restaurants. Papa Nessuti's Italian Deli Sandwich Club. Purchase 9 sandwiches and receive the 10th free with purchase of a regular or large sandwich. Call them at 401-671-6778. Again, 401-671-6778. They're located at 9181 Main Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Again, 9181 Main Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. So, it's Papa Nessuti's Italian Deli and Sandwich Club.
All right, we're back.